the 32-bit gaming boom took over the early 90s. It gave us classics like Super Mario World, but it also emboldened marketers to dream up spin-offs. In these crossovers, the best parts about pop stars, TV shows, and movies were often abandoned. The result was a string of glitchy maps and questionable plots. Ren and Stimpy was an interestingly grotesque Nicktoon show that translated to a cluttered mess on Super Nintendo. Just listen to Ren jump around on bookshelves and dining room tables to get a sense of the mind-numbing gameplay. Wayne's World relied on the idea that fans would get a kick out of hearing their favorite catchphrases.
What?
Again and again. That's about all that happens in this repetitive maze of speakers, electrical hazards, and angry instruments. Shaq Fu is my favorite, perhaps because it's fun to watch its attempts at plot try and fail. The premise is that Shaquille O'Neal, killing time before a charity game in Tokyo, stumbles into a kung fu dojo. The old man inside calls him Big Warrior and says there's no time to explain, but that Shaq should enter a portal into another dimension. Nice guy that he is, he says sure, and winds up fighting random creeps to rescue a boy from a mummy. The lack of variety and slow controls lead many critics to dub it the worst SNES game ever made. For KMEW, I'm Andrew Bales.